This is 5 in 10 for Monday, December 12th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember, Skywatch TV's virtual conference Exposing the Darkness continues. You can sign up through February 4th, 90 days access from the day you sign up. Tell you what you get when you sign up, including the free bonus coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, China and Palestine. Chinese President Xi Jinping expressed dissatisfaction Friday with the way Palestinians are treated by Israel and affirmed China's support for an independent Palestinian state. Quoting now President Xi, "It is not possible to continue the historical injustice suffered by the Palestinians," end quote. This delivered during a speech at the opening of the Riyadh Gulf Chinese Summit for Cooperation and Development being held in Saudi Arabia. She emphasized the necessity for granting Palestine full membership in the United Nations and said Beijing supports the two-state solution and establishment of a Palestinian state on the 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as the capital, end quote. Now, the 1967 borders, which changed because Arab armies invaded Israel, would make Israel only 10 miles wide at its narrowest point. This is an indefensible position, and of course, Israel is not going to go for this. Now, this isn't a surprise that China would make this statement publicly and take this position. The United States, despite, every presidential administration in my adult lifetime, except for the Trump administration, supporting the two-state solution. George W. Bush, his Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, saying the time is now for a two-state solution. So if the United States is China is Israel's greatest ally, it shouldn't surprise us that China has taken up this position with Israel's greatest enemy. And secondly, Chinese Christians are very supportive of Israel. We noticed in our two tours of Israel in 2018 and 2019 that there were more Chinese tourists there, Chinese Christians particularly, in Israel than people from anywhere else, including the United States. So given the Chinese Communist Party's stance toward Christians inside its borders, it's not surprising, again, that the Chinese Communist Party would take this stance with the Palestinians. Topic number 4, walk the line. Not a reference to Johnny Cash, but the new high-tech, technocratic city, The Line, or NEOM, in Saudi Arabia. According to satellite photos, construction is underway. This photo showing how much ground is covered. I'll put this shot up on screen so you get a better look at it here. Those red dots indicating construction sites that are now underway. The yellow line indicating the layout of this city. These reviewed by MIT's Technology Review satellite images from an Australian company called SOAR. They officially broke ground this past October, though the images clearly indicate construction started at least a month earlier. This mega city will feature a mirrored exterior with a self-contained city inside that's about 1,600 feet tall, about 650 feet wide, and about 105 miles long. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been pushing this idea. He says they expect to complete it around 2030, but critics doubt the practical and environmental wisdom of building such a structure in the desert. Many of the technologies it's supposed to incorporate remain unproven, including things like cloud seeding, so they actually get enough water to support all of these people living in a desert, air taxis, domestic robot servants, and seawater desalination using renewable power. That would be a really useful technology, but again, it's unproven. Besides being part of a transhumanist's dream, really a technocrat's dream, part of the site has been home to a tribe called the Huetat. The Huetat, who've been evicted, tossed out of the area to make way. One person who protested their forcible removal was allegedly shot dead by Saudi security forces. Three more recently received death sentences for their protests. Technocrats are very excited about this new project, but remember the worldview of those who are pushing it. Topic number 3, carbon reparations. Biden administration climate czar John Kerry declared last Thursday he'd like to see American taxpayers on the hook for reparations to less wealthy nations to compensate them for past pollution. In an interview with the Washington Post, Kerry said it would be great if American taxpayers could step up to their reputation as being the largest humanitarian donor in the world, end quote. we're happy to do that. We just don't like having that money coerced out of us, especially for something like this, which is, well, frankly, a scam. Now, Kerry can't deny any longer. I mean, it's pretty obvious that China is the world's biggest polluter. He avoided questions during the interview about what he was doing to get China to pony up by saying, I've got COVID, and I couldn't quite finish those conversations. He also expressed disappointment that the conflict between Russia and Ukraine has altered the dynamics of the transition to clean energy and allowed detractors and critics who can now argue that the green agenda is moving too fast. I mean, those are his disappointments over the war in Ukraine, not the thousands of people who've died. Kerry has actually said, he's on record last January saying that the United States really needs to begin shutting down power plants, not building new ones. The goal here by Kerry and the globalists of the World Economic Forum is to reduce the Western middle class to the same standard of living we had nearly 200 years ago, before the use of coal allowed for us to work later into the evening and work deeper into the winter. I mean, essentially a world where the only illumination was not by electric light bulbs, but by fire, gas, or candles, because then we'll become dependent on government, which makes us a lot more pliable and willing to comply with their demands. I think the bigger question here, though, is will John Kerry stop flying his private jet everywhere? Federal data shows that Kerry's private jet, his family private jet, has emitted more than 300 metric tons of carbon since Joe Biden took office last January. That's about 8 times the amount emitted by your typical American, and about 16 times, rather 32 times more than the global average per person. But I guess it's okay because Mr. Kerry is really, really important. Well, topic number 2, there are no laws of physics. Scotty from Star Trek. No laws to break, because one physicist anyway believes that there really aren't any immutable laws of physics at all. This is physicist Sankar Das Sarma, theoretical physicist. He wrote, quote, "What we often call laws of physics are really just consistent mathematical theories that seem to match some parts of nature." His point was that these laws of physics are meant to describe our shared reality, even if they evolve as our understanding of the world around us evolves. Here's the thing, he continues, quote, "Despite many scientists viewing their role as uncovering these ultimate laws, I just don't believe they exist," end quote. And Das Sarma is right in this regard. Prior to Albert Einstein, who never actually finished his work of trying to come up with a unified theory of everything, Das Sarma's statement would not have been considered outrageous. It's just we now in the modern world have the hubris of thinking that we can completely understand everything about the way the universe works, which would essentially mean understanding the mind of God. What Sarma writes is, "As we discover more about nature, we can hone our descriptions of it, but it is never ending, like peeling an infinite onion. The more we peel, the more there is to peel." Almost like creation was designed by an omniscient creator whose mind we can never fully comprehend. Coming up, the best 911 call ever. Straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Ali Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in Skywatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in three brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, a lesson here from this emergency services call. This is from Israel, actually, so it wasn't 911, but an emergency services call where a police dispatcher took a call from a woman who sounded like she was trying to order a pizza. But the quick-thinking dispatcher realized that this woman was sort of speaking in code because she felt threatened, and the gentleman threatening her was in the room. Released by Israel police last Thursday, this information. The trick was made famous after a woman here in the U.S. used this trick to call police to report her mother's abusive partner several years ago. She was afraid that things would get worse if he overheard her on the call. And again, a police dispatcher picked up on what was being said. In the incident Thursday, the woman called Israel's national emergency hotline to report that she was in trouble, but because the suspect was nearby, she asked to order a pizza instead. The dispatcher caught on pretty quickly, asking the woman, "Are you being threatened?" The woman responded, "Yes, I'm with a friend." After getting the woman's address, dispatcher asked if the person threatening her was there at the time. "Yes, yes, we want olives and corn," woman said. "Is he armed?" the dispatcher asked. "No, we don't want cola. We've got some at home." And then the dispatcher asked, "If there's someone beside you, add another topping." "I'll take mushrooms," the woman said. Police arrived in minutes. The man was arrested and detained, 30-year-old man on suspicion of assault, and woman unharmed. Best emergency services call ever. Something to remember. SkyWatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues. And you can sign up between now and February 4th. But when you do, you get 90 days access from the day you sign up. So if you missed the kickoff date, November 4th, you haven't missed anything. 3 months access of 24 cutting-edge presentations. I watched one by Dr. Yigal German, who's the co-founder of the International Biblical Apologetics Association, on replacement theology, the idea that we in the church have replaced Israel in end times prophecy. Excellent presentation, very well done. Just one of 24 that you'll get. And you get as a free bonus all 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films, including the award-winning Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. Take advantage of this offer through February 4th. Find out more and sign up now at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. We're in the middle of a special 6-week series based on the new 3-volume set by Tom Horn, Donna Howell, and Allie Anderson, The Mystery of Jesus, from Genesis to Revelation. You've heard of Christophanies, the appearances of Jesus in the Old Testament. For example, when the captain of the Lord's army appears to Joshua just before the battle at Jericho. But there are many more instances than that, and some of them are quite surprising. Don't miss this 6-week set and take advantage of the special offer to get that 3-volume set. Find out more at skywatchtv.com. You can watch the program right now, watch the entire series at the website, or you can add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV and watch us on your schedule. The over-the-air broadcast schedule is posted skywatchtv.com/channels, but of course, if you've got Roku or Apple TV, you can watch it right now on your schedule or by downloading our free app to your smartphone or tablet. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. What's great about the mobile app is that it bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. We are back on YouTube for the main Skywatch TV program, but you never know. I'm not going to put a whole lot of faith that big tech will keep us around forever. So download the mobile app. We've got links to the app stores for the app that's right for your device at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.